Hello and welcome back to the Thank the Phoenicians podcast. I'm here today with my sister Esther.
Hi.
And we will be discussing Animal Kingdom. But before we get started, Esther, so we're actually taking a trip in a few weeks to Disneyland. Esther, what ride are you most scared of to go on?
Like, no ride. I'm excited for all of them.
You're excited for all the rides? So if you had to choose, are you going to go on the the Pixar Pal Around?
Yes.
Are you going to do the swinging one?
Maybe.
Personally, that's actually one of the scariest rides in all of Disneyland. The swinging one is, you feel like you're going to fly off the actual Ferris wheel. If you've never been on it, go watch a video. People are mortally terrified of it. I personally am. But I'll go on it again. I think it's fun, but like, it's also scary. So it's like, you know how like there's those rides that you're like scared of, but then you like, it's fun too. Yeah, the last time we went to Disneyland was in 2017. So it was a little while ago. Esther doesn't remember much about it. But we went on... Me, my foreign exchange student, my sister, and my sister-in-law went on that attraction and that ride. And me and my foreign exchange student were really terrified of it. It was scary. I think that it's a great, like, it's kind of a great way to, like, it's not just a normal Ferris wheel, like, it's a moving Ferris wheel that your car actually moves. And even if you don't want to go on the actual swinging part, you can go on to the just the regular, it just stays in place, and that's kind of cool too. So they actually have two lines that split up between swinging and non-swinging. So non-swinging is actually harder to get on because there's less of those than there are of the swinging ones. So if you want to go on the swinging one, you'll get on the ride faster. Esther, what ride are you most excited for?
Like in the whole park?
Like, yeah, in all the park.
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain. That is a great ride. I love Splash Mountain. You've already heard about how much I love it. This will be our last time going on it, which I'm glad that last time we went to Disney World wasn't the last time we would have gone on it, because I'm really glad that I'm able to go on it one last time and say goodbye to it, kind of. So Esther, we're talking about why we love Animal Kingdom today. Animal Kingdom is actually the largest in the park, in all of Disney World, largest park in all of Disney World, and I love it so much. And anyways, let's get started. Okay, Esther. So we're first going to go through all the lands. And we're going to talk about what we love about all the lands. So you walk in and you go, basically we'll just start in Pandora. So Pandora, what do you love most about Pandora?
So in the name, it kind of has panda. And I love pandas.
So is that one of the reasons why you love Pandora?
Yeah.
Really? Personally, for me, Pandora is, I love the land. I don't remember Camp Minnie and Mickey. Obviously, there has been, I mean, I probably have been there before. But Pandora actually took over Camp Minnie and Mickey. And originally, Animal Kingdom was supposed to have a part of the park called Beastly Kingdom, where it focused on, like, fictional animals, so like dragons and unicorns and all that stuff. That's why there's a dragon in the park sign. If you look at it, there's like a dragon, a lion, an elephant, and a dinosaur, I think, maybe like a zebra or something, or a deer, I don't know, elk, I don't know, You'll just have to look. But I love Pandora. I think it's a great fit. I'm sure I would have loved Beastly Kingdom if they had created it. But anyways, so let's go on to the next land. We're going to go into Africa. Esther, do you remember much of Africa?
Not really.
So Africa actually has Lion King, the Festival of the Lion King, which personally is one of my favorite shows in all of Disney World. I love the way it's, you get to just learn more about African culture. You get to sing songs from the Lion King, and that's awesome. Do you remember the Festival of the Lion King at all?
Kind of. Not really, but kind of.
So, and then we'll head over into Asia. So Asia actually has two attractions. They have Everest and Kali River Rapids. So Everest, great attraction. Kali River Rapids, great rafting attraction. If you want to get wet and it's just a hot day, go to Kali River Rapids, and it's a great attraction. So Everest, Esther. So Everest, I remember you being scared of, but you went on it. What did you think of Everest?
Like, it was kind of scary, but a little bit not, because like there's some animals in it, and I love that there is some animals in it.
So Everest, you're going up. It's called Expedition Everest, actually the real full name, but you're going up. You're apparently like supposed to be going up to a camp up in Everest, and you're gonna be exploring Everest and all that stuff. So you take a T-train all the way up, and then you realize, oh no, there's a track broken, and it was broken by the Yeti, who was the guardian of the whole mountain. So you have to basically just escape it. If you want to hear more about Everest, go listen to our Everest episode. Me and Spencer talk about Everest and all that stuff. So I love the queue on Everest. Great queue. Joe Rohde, he did a phenomenal job. He is one of my favorite Imagineers. Him and Tony Baxter, oh, they are the best. Joe Rohde was basically he oversaw like all of Pandora, and he oversaw Everest, and he worked a lot on Animal Kingdom. And I think that's he did so well on that. So let's head over into Dinoland USA. So Dinoland USA had three attractions. They had the Primeval World, the Triceratops Spin, and then they had dinosaurs. So what happened is, so there's like the Dinosaur Institute, basically, and that's where dinosaur is at. And then so you and then they have like a roadside kind of like amusement park about dinosaurs, and that's where Primeval World and Triceratops Spin is. So over in Dinoland USA, there's carnival games and all that stuff. It looks more like a carnival and all that stuff, and it has the attractions that are just like that they have at carnivals and all that.
It looks like a carnival with dinosaurs.
Yeah. So Primeval World has closed. Triceratops Spin is still there, and dinosaurs still there. But Disney just announced that the whole Dinoland USA will be transforming into half Zootopia, which that's where dinosaur is. So it will have a Zootopia attraction where a dinosaur is. And then the other half is Moana. And it looks like they will not be reusing any of the Primeval World. They will be reusing Triceratops Spin as like, it looks like you're in barrels. If you go actually look at the concept art for Moana, you'll be able to see that. And then you're able to make out in the concept art, looks like a log flume attraction. So it looks like Animal Kingdom will be getting a log flume attraction, which I personally love at log flume attractions. I don't think Moana and Zootopia have the best fit personally in Dinoland USA, I feel like they should have just done another continent, which here's the continent I was thinking of. South America. You're able to do some stuff from Emperor's New Groove. You're able to do stuff from Encanto now. And you're able to do stuff... You could do Indiana Jones. And you can have Indiana Jones take over Dinosaur because it's the same track. So our next land will be actually the... I think it's Discovery Island. And that's where the Tree of Life is. Under the Tree of Life, I love this... fact, because when you go under the Tree of Life, the roots get like bigger and all that stuff, and it feels like you're transforming into an ant, which you're going to go see underneath the trees where it's tough to be above. If you love It's Tough to Be a Bug, you can go check out that at Disney, at Disney World in Animal Kingdom.
Isn't Tough to Be the Bug, isn't it the like one where the big grasshopper, like it looks like it's going through the screen or something?
Yeah, there's some stuff and all that stuff. Yeah. Esther, I remember one time, I don't know if you remember this, but our older brother Preston took her out because she was really scared. It's Tough to Be a Bug has some darker, it's like really dark at one point, and there's spiders coming down and all that stuff, and it's loud and all that stuff, and so it's a little intense for younger kids. I also forgot to say there's also Rafiki's Planet Watch, which there's a train that goes to there. I've never been to Rafiki's Planet Watch. I think that it's a great way for kids to have fun at the Disney parks. I think they have a petting zoo. Also, I forgot to say, in Africa, I can't believe I skipped over this. Kilimanjaro Safaris is there. Kilimanjaro Safaris is an awesome attraction. Best to do at night. I love it. Like, just as it's turning into night. So, like, dusk and all that stuff. I've heard that, early in the morning is also cool, too. So, Esther, I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite attraction in Animal Kingdom? So ride or show?
Avatar.
So which ones? There's two rides in Avatar and Pandora. They've got the Navi River Journey, and they've got the Avatar Flight of Passage.
Avatar Flight of
Passage. So you like Avatar Flight of Passage? I actually love both of them. I don't think that Navi River Journey is like, you shouldn't have to wait in a long line for it. It's not really worth a long line. I'd say 40 minutes at most. It's a slow moving attraction. You're in like a boat and you gotta kind of just get a, see all of Avatar Land, at night. So Pandora, and you get to see all the bioluminescence. Attraction. Esther, so what's your favorite land at Animal Kingdom?
Pandora.
That's a great land. I love that land. It's awesome. Like I said, they have great attractions. Also at night, it's the coolest place to go to at night. Make sure if you go there, you check it out at night, because there's bioluminescence all over the floor and all over the leaves and all that stuff and all the plants. And they actually have this really awesome, it's like a drink kind of, it's like a slushy kind of ice cream. It's called the Night Blossom. It is so good. I think it's a little sweet. It's got like those popping pearls, the bobas or whatever. And it's just so good. It is a great, it was a great land. They were able to make you feel like you've actually transported into Pandora. Also the floating mountains are awesome. It looks like, they're actually floating. In fact, the vines are the things that are holding them up. The vines are actually still like poles and all that stuff. And they're just made to look like vines. So or holding up all the floating mountains. Okay, Esther. So, so what attraction were you most scared of when you went to Animal Kingdom?
Not really any.
I remember you got scared a little bit on Avatar. You didn't go at all. You wanted to go a second time, but you weren't able to because of the height restrictions and all that stuff. Because apparently the first time she was allowed to go, and then the second time she wasn't, even though a girl that was shorter than her was able to go. And so, personally, I think that, that was not the smartest move, but Esther will be able to go on it someday. I remember we were trying to convince you, and we finally got you to convince, and we said that because our brother Hiram, he doesn't like whatever it's called, the
dinosaur,
and so he didn't go on it. And so Esther made a deal with Hiram that if she went on Avatar, he would have to go on Dinosaur. Well, none of that happened because Esther wasn't able to go on Avatar and all that stuff. So Esther, what do you think about, it used to be there, the night show, the Rivers of Light. Last time we were there, Rivers of Light was awesome. They apparently got rid of it. I thought they did a good job on it, but apparently it wasn't doing so well. So what did you think of Rivers of Light?
It's so cool to be there at night because it's just like all these lights are shining and it looks like you're actually there at daytime. It looks like the sun's still out and it's like all that light, but it's actually night and it's all that light coming from that.
Yeah. They also do a show. I don't remember if we've seen it, but they do a show on the Tree of Life, and it basically makes it so the animals come to life on the tree. So on the Tree of Life, there are tons of animals. You could spend a whole like few hours just looking at the Tree of Life and seeing all the details. There's animals all over the world. I know I think there's lions and like tigers and all that stuff. And they just look cool. They look like they are really part of the tree. It looks so cool what they were able to do, and these Imagineers were able to kind of pick an animal and just build it onto the tree, and I think that was awesome. It kind of brings the whole thing together because all you're learning about in Animal Kingdom is how to help animals and how to help the environment. In fact, you can only get paper straws. Animal Kingdom. Paper straws are really gross. I hate them because they just get so
soggy
after a while. So they don't do any plastic straws because paper straws help the environment and all that stuff. So there's also a few shows that I forgot to mention. There's like a bird show that Russell from Up does. And it features different birds. That's an awesome show. There is, it's like a Finding Nemo, the musical. It's now called Finding Nemo and the Big Blue World or something. So they kind of rechanged it and all that stuff. But
I remember going to that.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I personally love it. It's like 18 minutes long and all that stuff, but.
And it actually gets the detail from the movie.
Yeah, and they just did a good job on it. It feels like you're actually just watching it, the actual story we played them, the actual story of the movie. And then you've got some trails that you can actually walk along and see different animals. I don't remember what animals you can see. I think there's one in Africa and one in Asia.
And if I remember right, after watching the Big Blue World, I think there's like a little aquarium. I think.
So no, that's actually in Epcot. They have a Finding Nemo ride and all that stuff. Esther, thank you for coming on to the show. We love having guests on the show, and we thank you for coming on to help talk about Animal Kingdom. Go check out our Instagram page by looking up Think the Phoenicians podcast on Instagram. Just search it up, and then go give us a review on Apple Podcasts. They really help out a lot.
And remember to always think the Phoenicians.
Bye.